How do your sales presentations measure up? Most recruiters presume they're good at what they do. But the real question is, how effectively do you present the Air Force Reserve recruiting opportunity? You see, it comes down to how good you are at giving your applicants a show they'll never forget. One that presents you, the Air Force Reserve, and your offering in the best light. Because in the final analysis, when you make your presentation, that's showtime, isn't it? And what you don't want to do is be off target. You don't want to present your recommendations incorrectly. You don't want to underwhelm or overwhelm them. Giving an effective presentation really is a difficult thing to master. And the truth is, there are two ways to do this. One, when it's an individual presentation, or secondly, when it's a group presentation. If you give a presentation to a group of influencers at a school, restaurant, or place of business, it's a different environment from giving a one-on-one presentation to an applicant in your office or their home. So, even though they're two different situations, we're not going to focus on that for this session. What we are going to address here are 10 real-world how-to strategies to present what you have most effectively to an applicant. Here's number one. Be 100% positive your presentation integrates seamlessly into the way your applicants want to apply the Air Force Reserve recruiting opportunity to solve a problem, to meet a need, to experience excitement or pleasure, to satisfy a desire, or to fill a void. The more seamlessly on target your recommendations are to exactly what it is they're trying to accomplish, the more effective your presentation is going to be. But you may be asking, doesn't that go back to pre-call planning and establishing trust so they'll open up to you? You're absolutely right. The effective presentation is a function of what's happened before. There's nothing worse than a recruiter asking an applicant lots of questions, then presenting something to them as if they'd never answered the questions, or as if they had, but the recruiter didn't hear anything anybody said. The simple truth is, the more closely aligned your solution is with what your applicant's trying to accomplish, the more successful your presentation is going to be. And that sounds like a basic fundamental truth because it is a basic fundamental truth. Have you ever heard the quote that goes something like, once you learn something, even the most obvious is profound, even though you didn't know it before and it was obvious? Isn't that true? Once you learn it, it really is profound. But it's an obvious thing you didn't see. Some salespeople and recruiters tend to have a standard, what we used to call pitch or presentation. Well, it doesn't work. So let's take a look at the second strategy. Make sure your presentation requires no vast mental leap in terms of understanding, clarity, and simplicity. Don't expect your applicant to be involved in problem solving or puzzle working. Keep it simple. If you have to use jargon or fancy terms, don't presume they know what you're talking about. Avoid acronyms and other military unique terminology and phrases that people without a military background probably will not understand. The third strategy is simply this. Engage your applicant physically, emotionally, and psychologically. Let them see, feel, hold, and experience what you're offering. Allow them to emotionally engage with the Air Force Reserve lifestyle. Help them take mental ownership. Something so simple as sitting in the cockpit of an airplane, touring a maintenance hangar, using a simulator at the firing range, picking up some tools, seeing how they work, using them. It's being involved with the emotional connection of what it means to be part of the Air Force Reserve and becoming more comfortable with the whole idea of committing. Number four, allow your applicant to take or have a test or trial of the Air Force Reserve lifestyle. In fact, offer it. People believe what they experience, not what someone tells them. Invite them out for a drill weekend to see what the unit members do. Show them the dormitories where they will be staying and the dining facility where they will eat. Let them eat lunch with unit members of comparable age and interests. Strategy 5. Ask feedback questions to ensure your applicant is listening, engaged, and involved. Questions like, how does this look? What do you think? How are we doing? Those are great questions and a vital part of your presentation. How do you know if you're on target if you don't ask? This is simply asking for true and honest feedback. Am I doing what I'm supposed to do? Am I communicating effectively with you? Please give me some feedback to make sure I'm on target with what you want to have happen. The truth is that a sales presentation is nothing more than a structured conversation. When was the last time you had a conversation with someone about some issue and you didn't say to them, How do you feel about that? Or what do you think? Or does that make sense to you? People do it all the time. It's not a trial close or manipulation. It's nothing more than keeping the conversation on track. That's not very difficult. But sometimes people get off on a tear, and what they want to do then is have their own conversation, right? Here's number 6. Minimize the number of features and benefits you present. In fact, the fewer, surprisingly enough, the better. When applicants are confused, they take no action on anything, including a decision to join the Air Force Reserve. That's why benefits dumping is futile. You may think you're just adding icing on the cake by telling that 18-year-old about the retirement pension they could collect more than 40 years from now. However, chances are all you're doing is confusing them and taking their mind off what's really important to them. In a good sales presentation, there's a lot of truth to the saying, less is more. Strategy number 7 is another interesting one. Create value for the Air Force Reserve opportunity that far exceeds the commitment you're going to be asking for it. And never be tempted to present the commitment until you've created sufficient value for it. This is one of the things that can be very, very difficult for recruiters to master. They recognize there's a multi-year commitment to serve, and they know they're going to have to present it to the applicant. It's possible that before they themselves bring it up, the applicant is going to be asking about the commitment. It's probably going to be the source of tremendous objections, so they just want to get the commitment issue over with up front. As a result, in the very beginning of a sales interview, they may present this information either by telling the applicant what the commitment will be, or they ask the applicant if they are aware of what the commitment is for joining the Air Force Reserve. Listen closely. Don't ever present your commitment until you've adequately explained the benefits someone is going to receive, that the benefits far exceed the applicant's perception of the commitment. You're sure the presentation is on target. You've asked the right questions. You've allowed them to experience what it is that you're offering. You've allowed them to intellectually and emotionally accept and understand what it means to be a member of the Air Force Reserve. Then and only then do you want to present your commitment. If you present the commitment too soon, you may as well just recruit with a vending machine. Because otherwise, what's going to happen is the branch of service that looks like it offers the most with the least perception of commitment is the one the applicant is going to join. And for those decisions, we don't need recruiters, just order takers. Number 8 is a very interesting one as well. Allow the applicant to experience the single primary benefit they're seeking over and over again. Approach that very same benefit from every possible angle you can. Talk about the quality of the Air Force's technical training schools, the opportunity to earn college credits and get paid while you learn, along with the GI Bill and tuition assistance programs to offset the costs. What you're going to try to do is create so much value that it outweighs any concerns they have about the commitment. Why? Because you've discovered that getting a college degree without going into debt is important to this applicant, more important than anything else. So you're going to focus your presentation on these issues. What you want to do is uncover what we call the primary dominant buying motive. Is the applicant motivated by commitment because of pride, money, pleasure, peace of mind, opportunity? What is it that makes all of this happen? It's usually one or two primary reasons that bring an applicant into your office in the first place. It's not 8, 9, or 10 things. It's very, very easy to overwhelm an applicant if you don't understand that. And this is why simply dumping benefits is so dangerous for a recruiter to do. It overwhelms the applicant and takes their attention away from the number one reason they came to see you. Consequently, they become so confused, they don't commit to anything. Here's number 9. Address the correct motivation that drives your opportunity. And that motive can be driven by the desire for recognition, immediacy, or security. What is the primary emotion that surrounds your applicant's decision to commit? Is it the recognition that goes along with serving one's country? Is it an immediate need, such as extra income, that must be satisfied? Or could it be the desire to achieve long-term security for their family? If you build trust and rapport, an applicant may even tell you the reason. If this doesn't work out, I might not be able to go to college. If this does work, I could be a lawyer someday. So, there's a lot at stake. The bottom line here is your presentation doesn't have to be complicated. It simply has to address the exact motivator that is driving your applicant. What happens is, sometimes when you hone in on what that emotionality is, It really, really works. Here's the final one. Don't assume your applicant understands the value, application, or use of the Air Force Reserve recruiting opportunity. Just because you say something doesn't mean that someone else grasps it. Be absolutely sure your applicants buy into the power and value of what you're offering and that they understand it completely. What does that mean? Go slowly. Keep it simple. Ask feedback questions. Stress only the primary benefits that they're after. Stress only the features that are tied to the benefits they want. Ask feedback questions to make sure that you're consistently on target. When you do this, your sales presentation will not only measure up, it will exceed every competitor's.